Many states are moving to ban abortions after the overturning of Roe v. Wade. So many people may travel across state lines to get abortions, and it has prompted some in Massachusetts to open their homes to travelers. But as the offers spring up on social media, so have warnings not to take the help. From member station WBUR, Gabriella Emanuel reports on this debate within the abortion rights community.
Look at Diane Rees' Reddit comments, and you might think she's an outdoor enthusiast. She pledges to support anyone who goes camping near her.
I would let people come stay with me. I would transport. I would feed them. I would hug them if they wanted a hug.
That's because camping is a code word for traveling to get an abortion. Ree is making this offer to host with her 15 and 16-year-old in mind.
I have a lot of guilt for my daughters that I gave them a world that is worse than what I had. So I think this is my way to try and make the world better for not just my daughters, but everybody's daughters, right?
Ree says when the Supreme Court overturned the constitutional right to an abortion, she asked herself, what would Jesus do? Her answer?
He would help. He would always help.
So that's what Ree is trying to do. And she's not the only one. Michelle Ross posted a similar message on a Facebook group for her college alumni.
People started jumping in going, me too. Me too.
The responses kept coming. She estimates there were hundreds. With each person raising their hand to offer housing and help, Ross was thinking of her own abortions at age 19, 22, 23, and 25.
Because some of those situations were abusive. Some of those situations would have probably ended in abuse.
She doesn't regret getting the abortions, but she wishes her experiences had been different.
I didn't go in with a good friend or a parent or a sister. I went by myself.
She doesn't want others to have to face this alone. Kate Glynn appreciates the sentiment, but bristles at these posts. She's with the Abortion Rights Fund of Western Massachusetts.
Generally in the movement, we're all very clear around how to best serve the people that we're trying to help and center their experience, not center ourselves. If I'm offering a guest room, I'm offering that because it makes me feel good.
She says abortion funds help pay for medical care, and they've been doing this for decades, so they know what patients need. She says that often includes a hotel room.
The stuff that we don't talk about a lot is that, like, I don't want to be feeling those cramps on somebody else's toilet. I would like to be in a private space where I can, like, bleed on the sheets if that needs to happen.
Plus, she says there's no good way to vet private individuals and understand their motives.
Anti-abortion advocates also have spare bedrooms.
She says instead of offering a room, write a check to an organization with a track record.
Most of the people in the United States who seek abortion care are at or below the federal poverty level.
That's Katrina Kimport. She's at the University of California, San Francisco, and studies people who must travel for an abortion. She says abortion funds can't always cover the full cost.
So I interviewed people who were borrowing from family and friends, who were taking out of their retirement accounts, who were applying for personal loans that had exorbitant interest rates.
Kimport says these trips, which entail at least 3 days away from home, involve logistical headaches and an emotional toll. But there can be a silver lining.
The emotional support, the non-judgment, and the compassion they received in their destination state, for some, they even went so far as to say it was worth the travel.
Kimport says very few people she interviewed have taken a complete stranger up on the offer of a place to stay. Instead, they tend to go through established institutions and their own personal networks. When posting online, both Michelle Ross and Diane Ree got pushback. People warned them they were risking their own safety, opening their homes, and becoming a target for anti-abortion advocates. It wasn't what Ross wanted to hear.
So it hurt when people started responding, don't do that.
Both Ross and Ree say they made their offers knowing there could be risks. And while the negative responses have given them pause, they say their offers still stand. For Here and Now, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.